KVGD LP FM 100.1 Goldendale. My name is Patricia Horn. I have lived in Goldendale since 1997 with my husband. We retired from working in California and we wanted to get out into the country, and this is so beautiful. We're so glad to be here. I've been asked to do my family traditions regarding Christmas, and I would be glad to see what I can remember. It's a good memory jogger. I was raised in my early years in Arizona. I come from a family of miners in a little copper mining town called Sonora, Arizona. But my father was not required to go to service in World War II because he was in an essential occupation, namely mining. After the war, my family moved to California and we settled in the Santa Clara Valley, but we did bring our Christmas traditions with us. As a tiny one, I don't remember much because I was mostly coddled and protected, as most children are, but I do remember that it was very, very important to recognize the religious aspects of Christmas, and we would all get dressed up and go to midnight mass. After midnight mass, we would go back home, and Mama would put on a feast, which featured, among other things, tamales. And I'd like to get into a little bit about the preparation of tamales. As the family grew, it was the tradition for every single member to take part in the preparation. And that involved children, and in-laws, and parents and dads, and husbands and wives, and of course, Grandma. Eventually, my father was no longer there, having died at 56, but Mama kept the traditions going, and we would all cluster in her teeny tiny little house with a long skinny kitchen where we all barely fit, and we were all fairly good-sized humans. So it was a matter of do-si-do-ing past each other. Every year, my mother would say to my husband, "Now, Harry, we're going to make tamales, so be sure to wash your feet because you're going to do the mixing." Now, it doesn't really, it's not serious. He did not mix it with his feet. But it involved mixing about 30 pounds of something called masa, which is ground cornmeal, ground to a particular consistency, and then mixed with meat broth, spices, and lots and lots of melted lard, L-A-R-D, lard. Sorry, folks, lard. And we would just mix it until it was light and fluffy. Meantime, the little kids had been put to work soaking and cleaning and drying the hojas, H-O-J-A-S. The hojas are corn husks, and these would be trimmed and dried perfectly. My mother would supply a stack of old, clean dish towels, and even the youngest was made to stand at the sink and dry hojas, and boy did they hate it. But Grandma insisted there be not a speck of water. And then the children were allowed to go play. Meantime, the women would take turns taking a basin of masa, a pot of prepared meat and mole, which is a red sauce, and a spoon and an hoja. And we would put the hoja on top of the mass of masa. With a spoon, we would put a dollop of it on the corn husk and spread it out so thin. And then the next person would put a dollop of meat, and then it would be folded and wrapped, and the tail wrapped under, and these would be stacked. It took a long time because we made lots. And the whole kitchen smelled good, and there were samples to be had, of course. Grandma would decide, "Okay, everybody come and try this." And she would, one of my children remembers that her grandma would say, "Le falta sal," which means it needs more salt. So eventually we'd get it just right, and everybody would go about their various pursuits, and the men would sit in the front room waiting, hopefully, after they had done their part. We would stack all these tamales in big pots, and we would steam them for about, an hour and a half. And then Grandma would take the first one out and put it on a plate, and it would sit there and steam, and she'd pull the husks off and hand everybody a fork, and we would try one. Well, then they were done. She would take them out and start handing them around. The men in the family would have contests to see how many they could eat. I don't remember what the record was. I think at one point one of the fellows ate 14. But I think that's all he ate that night. And we would open presents. After everybody ate, during the time when the cleanup was going on, Grandma was still bustling, putting her feet up because she'd been up for 24 hours. A couple of us would stand up and sing. My baby sister, who is almost 10 years younger than I, and I was a married woman by this time. So she and I would stand up and we would sing a carol. It's very short. And it has to do with the shepherds coming to the manger and seeing the baby Jesus and being admonished to speak and walk very quietly because the Virgin Mary was singing the baby Jesus to sleep. And it went like this. Venid pastorcitos, venid adorar. Al niño Jesús que está en el portal, venid despacito, sin ruido llegar. La Virgen María, durmiendo lo está. And that is one of our Christmas traditions. This is KVGDLPFM 100.1 Goldendale.